Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so are you ready for this? You guys sent in some material for this deep dive today, and let me tell you, this one's got me hooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's a letter that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast, and I have to say, it's not your typical noise complaint. It's like reading a suspense novel,
mm-hmm.
you know? Each sentence building the sense of mystery and unease that really gets under your skin.
It's interesting how the letter writer's experience goes beyond just noise complaints. Mm. There's this underlying current of fear. Of the unknown, you know, what could be happening just beyond their wall.
Right.
That really resonates with our primal instincts.
It's like something out of a psychological thriller.
Okay.
Okay, so picture this. A seemingly peaceful apartment building, promises of quiet suburban living, thin walls, and you've been stuck there for over 2 years.
Wow.
The letter writer has been dealing with this for that long, so you can already sense the frustration building.
Yeah. That prolonged exposure to stress can be incredibly draining. It's a constant underlying tension that really wears away at your sense of peace and security.
Absolutely. And then we're introduced to the neighbors, Sandra, a single mother, and her 3 daughters. There's Chloe, 19, with a voice that could rival a foghorn. Emma, the 12-year-old, already knee-deep in teenage angst. And little Lily, 8 years old, who expresses herself primarily through high-pitched shrieks.
It's worth noting that the letter writer does attempt to empathize with their situation, acknowledging the challenges of being a single parent to 3 kids.
Right.
But it's also clear that understanding doesn't mean accepting the constant disruption to their life.
Exactly. They tried everything to resolve this, from talking to Sandra, who seems about as receptive as a brick wall, to contacting building management, which, believe it or not, seemed to backfire.
Oh, no.
The letter writer actually came home to a pile of garbage outside their door. Talk about passive aggressive.
Yeah, that act of retaliation really speaks to a lack of boundaries.
Yeah.
And a disregard for the impact their actions are having on others. It escalates the situation from an annoyance to something much more unsettling.
It's like having your peace actively sabotaged. But here's where things take a really creepy turn. After yet another explosive argument next door, there's a knock at the door.
Uh-oh.
It's Sandra, but instead of her usual hostility, she's strangely polite. Almost unnervingly so, informing the letter writer that they'll be gone for the weekend.
And that shift in behavior is so jarring.
Right.
it immediately raises questions about what might be happening beneath the surface of their already chaotic lives.
It sends chills down your spine. Suspicions start creeping in, especially when the letter writer wakes up to Sandra's door slightly ajar, laundry spilling out into the hallway, and a stench that's, well, let's just say it goes beyond stale takeout.
Oh my gosh.
So they call the police.
Right.
Which seems like a perfectly reasonable response to me. What would you do in that situation?
It's a natural response to a situation that suddenly feels very unsafe. There's a clear concern for well-being here.
Absolutely. And what the police find is far from a typical messy apartment. They find Sandra intoxicated in a scene that sounds straight out of a psychological thriller. The apartment is trash. There's broken glass everywhere. And then Chloe yells, "Stop hiding it, you psycho. Everyone's going to know what you did."
Wow. That outburst from Chloe adds a whole new layer of complexity.
Right.
It suggests a secret, something potentially very disturbing that Sandra's desperately trying to hide.
It's like throwing gasoline on an already raging fire. The police take Sandra away, the daughters are sent to their aunts, and all of a sudden, it's quiet. Eerily quiet.
That silence after all that chaos really underscores the unsettling nature of the situation. It's the absence of the familiar, the unknown replacing the known.
Right.
That amplifies the sense of unease.
You're spot on. But the story doesn't end there. Just as the letter writer is about to close their own door, they hear the sound of a door slamming next door, followed by Chloe's faint laughter.
Oh my gosh, that final image, that chilling laughter, it lingers, doesn't it? It raises so many questions. What are they hiding? What did Chloe's accusation mean? What's going to happen next?
Right. And that's what's so fascinating about this deep dive. It's not just a simple noise complaint. It's like peering into this unsettling mystery that leaves us with more questions than answers. What are your initial thoughts on Sandra's sudden politeness? To me, it seems so calculated and out of character.
It is a really striking detail if we analyze it from a psychological perspective. This sudden shift could indicate a couple of things.
Okay.
It might be a deliberate attempt at manipulation to throw the letter writer off guard and prevent them from investigating further. On the other hand, it could be a sign of genuine fear or panic, as if Sandra is trying to maintain a facade of normalcy while internally unraveling.
That's a really good point. It adds a whole new layer of complexity to her character. We know she's capable of aggression and hostility, but this sudden politeness makes her even more unpredictable. It makes you wonder what she's capable of when pushed to the edge.
Exactly. And the fact that it's followed by her disappearance and the chaotic scene discovered by the police only heightens the sense of mystery. It's like she's trying to control the narrative, but the truth keeps spilling out around the edges.
And that brings us back to Chloe's cryptic accusation. What do you think she meant by "stop hiding it, you psycho. Everyone's going to know what you did"? Was she referring to something specific, or was it just a product of a chaotic and stressful situation?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? As listeners, we're left to speculate. It could be a revelation about Sandra's past, a secret that's been buried but is now threatening to surface. Or it could be related to something that happened in the present, something that triggered this whole chain of events.
It's like she's holding a piece of the puzzle that we desperately need to understand the full picture. And that's what makes the story so gripping. We're left with this sense of unease, this feeling that we've only scratched the surface of something much darker and more complex.
It really is.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is how this story taps into our own anxieties about the unknown. We all have neighbors, we all share walls, and this story forces us to confront the possibility that something unsettling could be happening right next door, hidden from plain sight.
Absolutely. It's like that saying, you never really know your neighbors. But in this case, it's not just about not knowing them, it's about the unsettling realization that what you don't know could actually be quite disturbing.
Right. And this story takes it a step further by highlighting how quickly a seemingly ordinary situation can escalate into something much darker. We go from noise complaints and passive-aggressive garbage piles to police involvement and cryptic accusations. It's a reminder that even the most mundane aspects of our lives can be disrupted by the unexpected.
And that feeling of disruption, of having your sense of security shaken, is something I think a lot of people can relate to. It's not just about the actual events themselves. It's about the psychological impact, the feeling that you're no longer in control of your own environment.
Exactly. And the letter writer's experience highlights how these situations can really wear you down over time. The constant tension, the lack of sleep, the feeling of being trapped, all takes a toll.
It's like a slow burn, a constant drip of anxiety that eventually starts to affect every aspect of your life. You mentioned the police involvement, and that brings me to another point. Situations like these often involve a complex interplay between individual actions and systemic responses.
That's a really important observation. The letter writer tried to resolve this issue through personal interaction and by contacting building management. But ultimately, it was the involvement of law enforcement that brought the situation to a head. This raises questions about the effectiveness of existing systems in addressing these types of conflicts.
Right, and it makes you wonder what resources are available to people dealing with similar situations. Are there better ways to mediate these conflicts before they escalate to a point where police intervention becomes necessary?
That's a question worth exploring. There are organizations and resources dedicated to helping people navigate neighbor disputes, offering mediation services and legal guidance. But often, people are unaware of these resources or hesitant to seek help. There's a stigma attached to these kinds of conflicts, a sense that it's something you should be able to handle on your own.
It's almost like we're conditioned to think that we should just put up with bad neighbors, that it's part of the deal when you live in close proximity to others. But this story shows us that it doesn't have to be that way. There are avenues for seeking help and finding resolutions that prioritize the well-being of everyone involved.
Absolutely. And recognizing that these situations are more common than we might think is an important first step. It helps to normalize the experience and encourages people to seek support and explore their options.
I think that's a really empowering message. You're not alone in this. These situations happen, and there are ways to address them constructively. But going back to the letter, there's still so much we don't know. What do you think happened to Sandra and her daughters after they were taken away by the police?
We can only speculate, of course. But given the circumstances, it's likely that social services became involved. The chaotic state of the apartment, Sandra's intoxication, and Chloe's outburst all suggest a situation that required intervention beyond just law enforcement.
It makes you wonder about the long-term impact this experience will have on the family. Will they receive the support they need to address the underlying issues that led to this crisis? Will they be able to rebuild their lives?
Those are really important questions, and they highlight the human side of this story. It's easy to get caught up in the unsettling details and the mystery surrounding Chloe's accusation. But we can't forget that there are real people at the heart of this situation, people whose lives have been profoundly affected.
You're absolutely right. And it's a reminder that even in a story that leans towards the suspenseful and unsettling, there's a very real human drama unfolding.
Yeah.
We don't have all the answers, and that's okay. Sometimes the most powerful stories are the ones that leave us with questions, prompting us to think critically about the complexities of human experience.
I agree. And while this specific story is about one letter writer and their experience with their neighbors, it speaks to a larger issue that affects many people. The feeling of vulnerability within our own homes, the struggle to establish boundaries, and the challenge of finding peace in the midst of chaos.
And the impact of that chaos, the way it ripples outward and affects those around us, is something we often overlook. The letter writer wasn't directly involved in whatever was happening with Sandra and her daughters, but their life was still significantly impacted by it. It raises questions about our individual responsibility to create safe and supportive environments for ourselves and our communities.
It also underscores the importance of communication and seeking help when we need it. The letter writer tried to address the situation on their own, but it ultimately required outside intervention to bring about a resolution, however unsettling that resolution may have been.
That's a really powerful takeaway. Sometimes we need to reach out to connect with others and to acknowledge that we can't always handle everything on our own. And that's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected. And that the choices we make, the actions we take, can have ripple effects that extend beyond our immediate sphere.
And in the context of this story, those ripple effects are both unsettling and thought-provoking. We're left with this image of a quiet apartment building, the silence almost as heavy as the noise that preceded it. And that lingering question, what happens next?
It's an open ending, and that's what makes it so compelling. It forces us to confront the reality that not all stories have neat resolutions, that sometimes the most unsettling situations leave us with more questions than answers.
And that's okay, because the process of grappling with those questions, of trying to make sense of the chaos, can be a journey of self-discovery and growth. It can lead us to a deeper understanding of ourselves, our communities, and the complexities of the human experience.
I couldn't agree more. This deep dive has taken us on a journey through the unsettling world of nightmare neighbors, but it's also offered valuable insights into the importance of communication, seeking help, and recognizing our interconnectedness.
And most importantly, it's reminded us that even in the face of unsettling situations, we have the power to choose how we respond, how we cope, and how we move forward. It really has. And while we can't know for sure what the future holds for Sandra and her family or what truly transpired behind those walls, this deep dive does raise some crucial questions for you. If you were the letter writer in this situation, what would your next steps be?
It's a question worth pondering. Would you try to find out more about what happened to Sandra and her daughters? Would curiosity outweigh the desire for peace and quiet, that sense of normalcy restored?
It's a tough call. On the one hand, the need for closure, for understanding the full scope of what transpired, is a powerful motivator. But on the other hand, there's something to be said for choosing peace of mind, for focusing on healing and moving forward.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to acknowledge that there's no right or wrong answer here. Each individual has to weigh their own needs and priorities. For some, seeking more information might provide a sense of resolution and empowerment. For others, it might reopen old wounds and exacerbate anxieties.
That's such an important point. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with the aftermath of a situation like this. And whatever path you choose, it's essential to prioritize your own well-being, to seek support if needed, and to recognize that healing takes time.
I completely agree. And while this particular deep dive has focused on a rather extreme example of neighborly conflict, the underlying themes resonate with a broader human experience. We all crave a sense of safety and security in our homes, and when that feeling is disrupted, it can be incredibly unsettling.
You're right. It's a reminder that even within the seemingly ordinary routines of our lives, there's an undercurrent of vulnerability, a recognition that the unexpected can intrude at any moment. And how we choose to respond to those moments of disruption, how we navigate the complexities of human relationships and conflicts, ultimately shapes our individual narratives.
And those narratives, as diverse and multifaceted as they are, contribute to a collective understanding of the human condition. They remind us that we're not alone in our experiences, that even in the face of unsettling events, there's a shared humanity that binds us together.
What a profound thought. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this. Even though this particular story revolves around an unsettling experience, it's also a testament to resilience. The letter writer faced a challenging situation, navigated complex emotions, and ultimately sought help when needed.
Absolutely. And their story serves as a reminder that even in the most unsettling circumstances, we have the capacity to adapt, to cope, and to emerge stronger on the other side.
Well said. And remember, if you're ever facing a challenging situation, whether it's a neighborly dispute or any other life event that disrupts your sense of peace, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are resources available, people who understand, and strategies for navigating those rough patches.
And sometimes simply sharing your story, connecting with others who have experienced similar challenges, can be incredibly empowering.
That's a great point. We often underestimate the power of shared experiences, of knowing that we're not alone in our struggles. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it sparks some insightful reflections, and we encourage you to continue exploring the complexities of human behavior, relationships, and the ever-evolving narratives that shape our lives.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.